This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Marathon County has a new corporation council. The Corp Council provides legal advice, assistance, formal opinions, and court representation to the county board, departments, elected officials, and county commissions, boards, and committees. Brian Desmond began his duties on Monday, and he introduced himself at Tuesday's Marathon County Board meeting.
I've seen a lot in my days, and I'm probably going to learn a heck of a lot more as we keep going on. I hope to provide real good service to this board, to the your constituents, all the department heads. I like what's going on so far, so hopefully this will work out for all of us into the future.
According to a press release, Desmond brings more than two decades of legal experience in county government. He served as corporation counsel for Sauk County for 4.5 years. Prior to that, he spent 17 years with Oneida County Corporation Counsel's office, including 15 years as corporation counsel. Desmond also served as president of the Wisconsin Association of County Corporation Counsels for 3 years.
I thank you, and thanks for putting your trust in me, and you'll be seeing me here for quite some time, I hope.
The Office of Corporation Counsel also represents the county in civil matters, including involuntary mental health commitments, adult guardianship and protective placement cases, child welfare matters, child support enforcement, ordinance enforcement, and claims against the county or its departments. The position was left open following the departure of Michael Porner, who stepped down last month after more than 4 years as the county's chief legal officer. Tuesday's board meeting also included the appointment of new District 5 Supervisor Aaron Greiner to the Library Board, and a presentation from Republican State Rep. Brent Jacobson of Mosinee congratulating Marathon County Highway Commissioner Jim Griesbach on his retirement. The federal shutdown will affect food share recipients as of November 1st, in addition to already planned federal reductions in funding. Lisa Hale has more.
In July, President Donald Trump approved funding cuts to SNAP programs when he signed H.R. 1 into law. Those cuts take effect on November 1st. On top of that, the federal government shutdown is affecting the people who need SNAP benefits the most. Oshkosh Area Community Pantry Director Ryan Rasmussen.
Based on the government shutdown, starting November 1st, all SNAP benefits are cut. So no new monies will be given to any SNAP recipients. And also, for the first time, any outstanding balances that folks have could be in jeopardy.
Meanwhile, a press release from Governor Tony Evers' office on Wednesday said that the Wisconsin Food Share Program will run out of funding in 9 days due to the federal government shutdown. That program provides food assistance for Wisconsin children, families, and senior citizens.
Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill meant to bolster EMS staffing in Wisconsin. One of them reimburses students for their EMS classes taken at Wisconsin technical colleges. Another sends additional funding to those programs. On top of that, these bills allow rule exceptions. Those exceptions allow joint departments to use more money from villages, towns, and cities. The bills also create a pilot program for 911 video calling to allow dispatchers to better respond to emergencies. Data from the National Emergency Medical Services Information System shows EMS and paramedics responded to more than 60 million calls across the country last year. In 2020, that number was about 43 million. That means in 4 years, calls for EMS response have jumped by 38%. Aspirus Health is opening an obstetric emergency department. According to a statement, the OBED will be staffed 24/7 by board-certified OBGYNs. Dr. Dennis McFadden, an Aspirus Health OBGYN, says the new department is intended for expectant and postpartum patients. He says they will serve women who are 20 or more weeks pregnant and are experiencing pregnancy-related concerns, such as bleeding, abdominal pain, or dizziness, and women up to 6 weeks postpartum who are experiencing preeclampsia symptoms, like headache, vision changes, and pain in the stomach. Those seeking OB emergency services can enter at the birthing center main entrance. Schofield Avenue construction in Weston will end soon. According to a report from WSAW, work crews say the mile-long project from Normandy Street to Birch Street is near the end, with work wrapping up in mid-November. The project included repaving and other upgrades, including new pedestrian crossing signals, replaced water valves and a section of water main, new curb and gutter replacements, and redone driveway approaches and sidewalks. The Wausau West High School's DECA student organization is seeking donations of non-perishable food and hygiene items from Wausau residents. This week, students will be distributing plastic bags at homes around Wausau. Residents are encouraged to fill up the bags with donations and place them back on their doorsteps no later than 3:15 p.m. on October 31st to be picked up. If residents do not get a bag and would still like to donate, they can bring their items to the Wausau West main office between 7:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. on November 3rd. All of the items will be donated to the shelter at the Women's Community. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.